The Torah begins, the book of Bereshit begins, with a plethora of stories, and the Netziv, in his introduction to Sefer Bereshit, reminds us that our rabbis call Sefer Bereshit Sefer HaYashar, the book of proper engagement, the book of being straight, because ultimately we learn from the stories often more than we learn from the laws, and that is that our relationship with God is premised on how we engage with the people around us. And the Netziv is very clear in explaining that while during the second Beit HaMikdash, the Jewish people knew so much about the laws of Tumah and Tahorah, about the laws of ritual purity, but they lacked the ability to engage with others, and that's what destroyed the temple and created the diaspora experience. The first two stories in the book of Bereshit, in Parshat Bereshit, remind us of our responsibilities as we leave the Yom Narayim, as we leave the high holidays, and we truly try to create a new relationship with God in this new year. The first is the story of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, where God immediately asks them, Ayeka, where are you? The whole idea behind Ayeka is such a poignant point. We need to ask ourselves, Ayeka, where are we? Where are we within our engagement within our families, within our engagement within society, within our engagement within Klal Yisrael, within our engagement within ourselves? Ayeka, where are we? Rabbi Soloveitchik mentions the fact that when you want to understand what a Hebrew word means, look at the first time that it is spelled out. And he explains that the first word of the most tragic book of Tanakh, the book of Eicha, that discusses the diaspora, that discusses the destruction of the temple and our exile, starts out with the word Eicha, which is spelled the same way as Ayeka, reminding us, Eicha, how could this have happened? The answer is Ayeka, where were we? Where were we in our various engagements? That's a critical message that we need to leave the Yom Narayim with. Then the second story of Cain and Hevel is the story of Hashomer Ochi Anochi, Hashomer Achi Anochi. Am I my brother's keeper? Do I have responsibilities for others? And God reminds Cain that yes, we have the responsibilities for others. And what happens is, Vayasem Hashem L'Kayin Os, that God tells Cain that you will travel, you will move from place to place, and you will wear some type of sign upon your forehead. The Baalei Kabbalah, the Kabbalists, explain that that sign, that Os, is the letter Vav, reminding Cain and reminding all of us that we are Vav, we are Vavim, we are connectors, that we improve ourselves and we are inspired when we engage with others. We improve ourselves when we realize that we are Vavim, that we must engage with others and make the world a better place. And so Sefer Bereshit reminds us that our romantic rendezvous with God comes when we're willing to connect with others. It reminds us of the responsibility of Ayeka, where are we? And reminds us of the responsibility of wearing that os, of wearing that sign, that vav, of being vavim, of being connectors. And please God, as we emerge from the Yom Narayim strong and ready to make this year a special year, we will remember the messages of Sefer Bereshit, the book of Yashrus, of making sure that we realize that our relationship with God begins and often ends with the way we engage with the people and the world around us.